Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I have to admit, I love it when President Trump tells the Pelosis and Schumers of the world, hey, go pound sand.
What day is it?
What am I going to do, make a big announcement?
Yeah.
Big announcement, everybody.
It's Wednesday.
Up and at 'em.
Everybody works on Wednesday.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
These are idiots.
Not exactly the best and brightest.
These people are not rocket scientists.
Okay, I get it. The gloves are off.
These are just ordinary, boring people.
All right.
You seem like a lunatic.
Let's do this.
Showtime.
It is indeed showtime. Here we go. Getting underway, the hump day version with yours truly in the air chair. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line. It's 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text, just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email remains very simply bob@1063WORD.com. And if you missed it, the keyword, latest one for this hour, given by Lonzo, right before station identification. Keyword for this time is nice. Well, isn't that nice? N-I-C-E. Just text it to 72881. The text line we have set up specifically for the contest. And get your name in the hat for the $1,000. So Pelosi and Schumer got a nasty surprise at the White House today where President Trump said, look, you know, you all are going to say insulting things about me. You want to investigate the genealogy of my pets. You know what? Until you guys cut it out and actually perform your constitutional duty, which is to deal with legislation, then we really got nothing to talk about. So they want to see the president's tax returns. Not just while he's been president of the United States. They want to see his tax returns forever. Has Nancy Pelosi made her tax returns public? No. Chuck Schumer made his tax returns public? Uh-uh. Nada. Well, what do the president's tax returns have to do with anything? Oh, yeah, that's right. It will permit them to dig into every piece of business that the Trump Corporation has been involved in, hopefully being able to scrape up something which they can use to hang him. And they expect the president to cooperate with this? By the way, is the president violating the law in not releasing his tax returns? Which, as he has said on numerous occasions, he's under audit. He's under audit every year. Kind of as a traditional sort of thing, candidates have in the past released their tax returns. And what happens when they do? Then you get somebody like the late unlamented Harry Reid from Nevada, who goes on the floor of the Senate and claims that Mitt Romney has never paid taxes for the last 10 years, knowing it was a lie. But you know what? They gave themselves a nice little out. They have a little caveat. Because when you lie on the floor of the Senate or the floor of the House, you can't be sued for slander or libel. They've exempted themselves so they can lie with impunity. What is the constitutional purpose for these investigations? What is the constitutional legislative purpose for these investigations? That's what constitutionally, congressional investigations are supposed to be about. They are supposed to have a legislative purpose. Well, quite obviously, the only legislative purpose that Schumer and Pelosi have in mind is impeaching President Trump, to which I say, go right ahead. Fine by me. Go ahead and impeach Donald Trump and see what happens in November of 2020, when the next re-election cycle runs around. What is their purpose here? Pelosi, Schumer, Adam Schiffless, the whole cabal, they're leading a lynch mob. That's all they're doing. And the media is their willing partner in doing it. And here's some of the audio from today. Let's see, where shall we begin? Let's begin with President Trump suggesting he won't negotiate with Pelosi or Schumer or any others on any issue until they stop all these phony investigations. Here's the president.
I respect the courts. I respect Congress. I respect right here where we're standing. But what they've done is abuse. This is investigation number four and the same thing. Probably five. And it really started, I think, pretty much from the time we came down the escalator in Trump Tower.
Now, what really ticked the president off today was right before they met Pelosi, again, you know, with her willing friends in the media, said the president is engaging in a cover-up as he seeks to block his current and former advisors from talking to Congress. Here's what the president had to say about that.
When they get everything done, I'm all set to let's get infrastructure, let's get drug prices down. In the meantime, we're doing tremendous work without them.
Meantime, the president pointing out, it's not just, I mean, he's the target, but what he's attempting to do is to protect the executive branch.
They want to make this a big deal. Whether or not they carry the big I word out, I can't imagine that, but they probably would because they do whatever they have to do. I'll tell you, there's a danger here.
Yeah, there is a danger that a president, purely because the opposition party doesn't like him, can dig around forever and ever until they try and find something to hang him with. Here's a bit more from President Trump.
We've had a House investigation. We have Senate investigations. We have investigations like nobody's ever had before, and there's nothing, we did nothing wrong. They would have loved to have said we colluded. They would have loved it. These people were out to get us. The Republican Party and President Trump. They were out to get us. This was a one-sided, horrible thing.
Now, the meeting at the White House today supposedly was to talk about infrastructure and other issues. But as you've heard, the president said, no, I'm not going to talk with them as long as they continue this witch hunt that started with Mueller.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
Meantime, House Speaker, the Wicked Witch of the West, Nancy Pelosi, here is her reaction.
Unfortunately, the difference we have between the executive and the legislative branch in our House anyway is ideas based on fact, science,
right,
truth, evidence. Did I say data? So we'll have a different interpretations of what happens.
Oh, yeah. Truth, justice, and the American way. That's what Pelosi and Schumer and Schiff are all about. Listen to this. This is how nonsensical these idiots are. Listen to this soundbite and hat tip to Blaze TV for this. Here is Chuck U. Schumer. Listen to what he has to say.
We want our Congress to perform its constitutional responsibilities and create jobs, create income, create wealth for the average American. We can do both.
Uh-huh.
It's clear the president doesn't want to do any of that.
For the month of April, 263,000 jobs created, way better than economists were looking for, expecting only 185,000. Check out that unemployment rate, 3.6%, continues to move lower. Wow. We are now at a 49-year low on the unemployment rate.
Yeah, okay. You know, for once, believe it or not, MSLSD actually points out real facts. Pelosi wants to talk about facts. There's a few. Here's another fact. 82% of middle-class Americans got a tax cut because of the Trump tax cuts. You hear that from the media? Good luck with that. So go get them, President Trump. Don't put up with the continuing lynch mob mentality of the Democrats. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back and we go to the phones.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 21 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Here's another thing. This story from CNN. Federal prosecutors in New York are scrutinizing tens of thousands of documents relating to Donald Trump's inauguration in a sign that the investigation into the committee's finances is advancing. What in the world does that have to do with anything? You know, there is no constitutional imperative here, as the Democrats who keep wrapping themselves in the flag and proclaiming their patriotism want to contend. To the phones we go. Leadoff batter here on Hump Day is Rick, who is in Simpsonville. Hi, Rick, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, how are you today?
So far, so good.
Listen, you know, I'm so glad that Trump did what he did with Pelosi and Schumer. I mean, how can you go to somebody's office and ask them for $2 trillion for infrastructure while you're trying to impeach him for whatever nefarious reasons? But anyway, it's not why I call, but immigration, okay?
Yes.
I've talked to all three of my, both senators and my rep.
Yeah, all your federal representatives.
And the reaction I get from their staff people is kind of like, well, ho-hum, you'll just have to deal with it. There's not much we can do. And of course, my reaction is we spend whatever it is, $4 or $5 billion a year on Congress. Why are we spending that kind of money on a group that doesn't want to take care of us?
Yeah, and sadly, we're spending substantially more than that.
Are we?
Yes.
I didn't know the last figure I had.
In fact,
Congress.
I've got some numbers here, Rick, and I'll share them with you as we go along through the afternoon. But trust me, the amount that we pay in total benefits, not to mention all the other ancillary costs, is it's truly mind-boggling.
Really? Okay. And I shared with him, I think Senator Scott, Senator Graham, and Jeff Duncan need to be more outspoken in terms of their criticism of their fellow congressional members. I mean, we're sitting here or letting people come in willy-nilly, you know, 600,000 almost in, what, 8 months?
Right.
And nobody seems to care. Congress just doesn't seem to care what the heck's going to happen.
Well, you know, for their own various nefarious reasons, you're right. The Democrats, of course, want as many of these illiterate, uneducated people from Central America to come in here who will be totally dependent on the government. And they of course, intend to make sure that they vote Democrat when they eventually get the vote. On the GOP side, you've got big business and the Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, exactly. That wants the cheap labor. And so those two come together. And this is what we end up with. Now, here's a headline from a story the other day. Illegal aliens cost taxpayers mega cash. Okay.
No.
Not including border security or the cost of immigration services. Most illegals need government services, and you know what I'm talking about. When I don't have to list them all. You know them as well as I do. Need government services. Right. And health care and education and all the rest of it. Most illegals need government services costing U.S. taxpayers more than $100 billion a year.
Yes. Yes. I think last year, a year before, it was like $140 billion.
And this is from my friends at FAIR in Washington, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Their 2017 report, illegals and their children cost American taxpayers a net $116 billion annually. That works out to about $7,000 per alien each year.
Mm-hmm. And what I could do with $7,000.
You bet. You bet. No matter how high the price of gas gets.
Yeah.
Well,
and, you know,
it's taken us.
Medicare and all that. Yeah.
Right. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I'm on Medicare, and over the years, our benefits have our out of pocket costs have, you know, jumped up from about $3,800 to almost $6,000.
Uh-huh. So, right.
If we don't do something, like Trump has said, a country without borders is not a country.
Correct. Correct. And the America that we know and love will be lost forever. Well, Ronald Reagan warned, you know, that protecting freedom and liberty was only one generation away. And we've had more than one. So it's pretty sad situation. Rick, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Lou is next up. Lou joins us from Campobello this afternoon. Hi, Lou. How's your hump day?
My hump day is going really well, Bobby. How about yours?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
You know, don't forget, when this Congress convened, there were representatives in the House that talked impeachment the very first day.
Yep.
The very first day that this Congress convened, they were talking impeachment. I think they used the term MF-er. They wanted to impeach this president. That was long before, months before Robert Mueller's report would come out, months before all the people we know were going to be prosecuted by Mueller. And don't forget one other thing, Bobby, which really irritates me. Now we're seeing how much the FBI, the DOJ lied to perpetrate the Steele dossier to try to ruin Trump. Don't forget about one of the innocent victims, General Flynn, who is accused of lying to a lesser degree than we find out now that the FBI and the DOJ did, and they ruined that man. They ruined him. And the Comeys and the other people are going to walk away and write books and make millions, and they ruined people on a lie themselves. I'll tell you what, if that doesn't in everybody's stomach, I think nothing will.
Well, Alan Dershowitz, who knows a bit more about the law than I do, the law professor emeritus from Harvard, pointed out some months ago The only result of the criminal activities, so-called, that resulted from the Mueller investigation are crimes that occurred as a result of the Mueller investigation. All these process crimes where they trapped all these people into lying to the FBI and then turned around and prosecuted them.
So who's going to prosecute all the FBI that lied to the people and lied to other organizations? And I know the answer is going to be nobody. But I'm telling you, the two-tiered justice system in this country is sickening. And like I said, when Congress convened this year after the elections, they wanted impeachment then, not knowing anything about obstruction, only collusion.
Right.
Now that we find the collusion was not actually committed, now they want it on the obstruction. And if the obstruction isn't going to be proven, they will impeach this president on anything they possibly can. Because they cannot get them to play, they cannot get him to play ball the way they want to, and he scares them.
And I think, given the atmosphere and everything that's happened during the past couple of years, it's an easy fallback position for us, because nothing ever happened to Hillary and all the rest, to say, well, nothing's going to happen to these people either. You ask who is going to bring these people to the bar of justice. Hopefully, John Durham, Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the DOJ, and the Attorney General, William Barr, they will, I hope, hold these people accountable.
The one thing that you're hearing from all these Democrats, the snowflakes, when you talk about Hillary, they all want to say, well, that's ancient history. That's ancient history. Let's talk about now. Let's talk about now. You lied for this whole collusion obstruction thing, and let's prosecute it now. And again, they want to say, well, that's ancient history. Let's go now. I'm telling you, it's enough to make a normal person sick to their stomach.
Yeah, it is. We're living in an insane situation. Lou, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center, and then I'm right back on the other side. We go to some email from today. You know, a lot of people have been talking recently about the hot weather bringing the snakes out, and they also are getting romantic and randy. And so we'll chime in a little bit about the snake situation when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Work.
You're exactly right, Governor LePetitmaine. That's what we do for 4 hours each afternoon, Monday through Friday, here on the Bobby Mac Show. Slaving away over a hot microphone, computer terminal, and phone lines. Speaking of the phones, to the phones, we go right now. Let's head to Reedville and bring in Alan. Hi, Alan. Happy hump day to you.
Hey, Bobby Mac. Yeah, just one quick thing about this entrapment discussion. You know, to me, it's an area that can be the most abused by law enforcement. It's one thing when there is laws being broken.
Yes.
People are out selling drugs, and so you engage in the process of them buying or selling if that's what the issue is. But when there is no crime being committed and you initiate the crime like they did with Papadopoulos.
Yep.
They hand the guy $10,000 with the hope that when he comes back into the country, he won't declare it. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is entrapment. And even it's even worse than that to me, Alan, because it's something that so many of these people that we are learning about now in the DOJ, and to a lesser degree the FBI, because they're not prosecutors, but certainly at the DOJ, how many of these people engaged in prosecutorial misconduct that should have ended up with their being disbarred and never being allowed in a courtroom again?
You know, I'm of the belief that, you know, if somebody is entrapped, then you're going to be innocent, okay? But I'm of the belief if you are entrapping somebody, like a case like that, that should be illegal.
Yes. Well, and it is.
You could be prosecuted for that.
And you can. You know, it's like the days of the Stasi in East Germany, or even worse than that, in the days of the old Soviet Union, you know, where the head of the secret right. police told Stalin, "You show me the man and I'll find the crime." That's exactly right. What's happening here.
When you talk about constitutional rights, my simple question is this. How in the world, who has the authority to pick George Papadopoulos and do that to him?
Right.
Who had that authority that says, yes, I can go to him, I can set some attractive girl beside him and slip him 10 grand for whatever it is? Who has that authority?
Hey, by the way,
that to me is, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, we learned today, during the closing days of the Obama administration, when they were having discussions in the Situation Room, interestingly, the video camera feed was turned off while they were talking about that. I guess that was just probably a technical malfunction, don't you think, Alan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard something like that somewhere before.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Alan. I appreciate it. It's good to have you here today, sir. 3:41 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I promised we would get to the email. Here we go.
We've got email from you.
Pours
in. Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed.
You betcha.
We've got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
Well, it's a family
it's
show.
Some say our show should be admired.
Why, thank you.
And others say we should die in a fire.
Hey.
We've got email.
Hey, watch out.
From you. We've got email from you.
Here we go, the Hump Day mailbag here on the Bobby Mac Show. This in from Annie Oakley. Annie writes, "Bob, Saturday night, my neighbor's large dog had a tussle with this black rat snake. Then my neighbor thought it was trying to get in his house, so he was going to shoot it. I heard the commotion, and he said if I wanted it, I'd better come and get it. He said if it came back, he'd kill it. He'd recently found two large snake skins, one about 78 inches, the other about 85 and a half. This snake probably shed one of those skins. He distracted the snake while I picked it up. It had some injuries, so we put it in a pillowcase, and I took it to the emergency animal clinic on South Blackstock Road in Spartanburg. They were very nice. They glued one puncture and said the others would heal by themselves. They all thought the snake was beautiful. It weighed around 3.6 pounds. I didn't ask to measure it because it had been through enough for one day. The snake couldn't come back home with me because of the death sentence from the neighbor. So this staff member took it home to finish healing. It'll be released on her acreage. Normally, you try to relocate a snake no more than half a mile from where you found it. But that wasn't safe, obviously, for this one. I love having this type of snake living nearby. I live in the country, and mice and wood rats are part of nature. If I don't have harmless snakes to eat them, then the copperheads will move in. I'll take black snakes over copperheads any day." Signed, Annie Oakley. Absolutely right, Annie. I had the heck scared out of me when I was a little kid, maybe 5 or 6, by a black snake. It intended me no harm, We had a place up in the Shenandoah Mountains and right on the Shenandoah River. And I was between the snake and the water. And it was just, it was really a hot day and the snake was trying to get to the water. And it scared me. I kept backing up and fell over a ledge. And then the snake just swam right by me. You know, he was minding his own business. Now, about the copperheads, don't black snakes eat copperheads? So, yeah, I'm with Annie on that one. By the way, this is their mating season. They are romantically inclined this time of year, and they're making lots of little snakes, including little copperheads, which are really the nasty ones. So careful out there. And those of you on golf courses, when the ball goes into the woods, be sure you take a self-defense club with you when you go, right? In on the text line, Bobby, this is your Clemson Extension agent that listens every afternoon. If people need a snake identified or need information about snakes, we are the place to come. Just don't bring live samples. Good advice. Works for me. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come right back on the other side, Memorial Day weekend is coming up. The big Memorial Day holiday on Monday. Friday, if you want to remember a departed family member for their service, Friday on the free-for-all will be the day for that. And with Memorial Day coming up, the American Taliban is about to be released from prison early tomorrow. Are you kidding me?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Excellent. Welcome back. 3:51 now, 9 before 4 o'clock here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on my text line, Bobby is a veteran of Afghanistan. I'm outraged that they're setting this Johnny Taliban free. There are better ways to deal with traitors. Bobby, I think that most snakes per capita are found in Washington, D.C. I would agree. Bobby, I'm an exterminator. I love snakes. Last year, I caught 14, including two copperheads. This year, I'm already at four. Now, Bobby, king snakes eat copperheads because they are immune to their poison. And sadly, Bob, the other black snake met its demise today. The neighbor thought it was the one from Saturday night. Jeez. Now, Bobby, how could Pelosi possibly think it's acceptable to badmouth the president 30 minutes before you go into a meeting with him? That's just dumb. Bobby, if the deep staters will ignore subpoenas, what's to stop them from ignoring indictments? Well, what's to stop them from ignoring the Constitution? Another texter merely says Trump 2020. Bobby, did you hear Mark Stein doing Russia's show talking about the virtuous FBI agents who held and interrogated Papadopoulos' wife for 8 hours. She started feeling ill, had to be taken to the hospital, and had a miscarriage. Jeez. Bob, quit caring for illegals and try giving American citizens like my dad on Social Security a living wage. He gets about $900 a month before he has to pay for Medicare. Bobby, entrapment should be prosecutable, and in fact it is, but you got to find a prosecutor that will take it on. Bobby, these libtards need to get with the program. They lost the fight in the fake Bob Mueller report, and now they're fishing in the dark with no poll. get back to work for the greater good of the American people. Bobby, 3.6% unemployment? Wow, it only took 9 years, but Obama's policies are finally kicking in, huh? Jennifer. Yeah. Yeah. Bobby, what can we do as citizens to let the House and Senate know to just move on from all these investigations that we're tired of them? They're not accomplishing anything, and they need to move on to other items on the agenda. Make sure that the Republican representatives in Washington make that case on a daily basis. Bob, I've called Jeff Duncan's office asking why aren't the representatives getting on the floor of the House every day to push back hard on all these issues? Bob, I hope the Democrats keep investigating. It just cements my resolve to never vote Democrat again. Bob, are they going to give John Walker Owen a phone and computer with the parental locks on them so he can't look at extremist content? What a blank, blank, blank joke. Yeah, the American Taliban. He's not going to be allowed to use a computer. Well, there's an unenforceable restriction on him. The last time Allison Spann saw her father, she was 9 years old. My family drove to CIA, she said. I was the only one who cried. The last memory I have of my dad is him walking away from us in the dark with all his bags. That was shortly after the 9/11 terror attacks. Johnny Mike Spann was 32, CIA paramilitary officer and former Marine who knew he was bound for northern Afghanistan and might never return. Less than 2 months later, and moments after he had been questioning a bedraggled Taliban detainee named John Walker Lynn, he was killed by a mob of prisoners attempting to escape from the remote prison fortress Kuala Ijangi. In a cruel twist of fate, Allison Spann's mother died of cancer a month later. Suddenly, the young girl became the first orphan of what was already known as the War on Terror. Now 27, Allison Spann is a television reporter working in Biloxi, Mississippi. After her father was killed, Lind, now 38, was recaptured, and it was discovered he was an American who had grown up in California, converted to Islam at 16, and at 20, traveled to Afghanistan, joining the Taliban before 9/11 and attending Al-Qaeda training camps. After being captured by Northern Alliance fighters, November 25, 2001, he was taken to the fortress prison. To Allison Spann's dismay, Lind, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison and is known as the American Taliban, is to be released tomorrow, more than 2 years before he was due to be freed. This man committed crimes against the United States and against my family. She said in an interview with the Washington Examiner, my siblings and I had to grow up without my father. My younger brother will never know him, and so my family is serving a life sentence. I've spent 18 years without my dad. It never crossed my mind that the United States would let someone like this out early. Lind is a traitor, and I think his early release is a slap in the face. There is no doubt about it. Now, they're saying that he was cooperative during his time in prison and other such good behaviors have resulted in the judge letting him out 2 years early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to incentivize more of these radicals. Hour number one of the Bobby Mack Show is zipped on by. Hour number two is coming up on the other side. And when we come back, right after the next keyword, which is coming up in minutes, what is up with the Greenville County Council and the redevelopment project downtown? I thought that was dead. Not so fast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.